How you doing, Bill?
Good, John.
Could you talk about all your top five DBs have been out at least one game, yet you're still ranked among the best team, one of three teams that ain't given up a 300-yard game. How has the secondary stayed together and played well?
Well, I think that it's a credit to those players, the guys that have stepped up, you know, whether it's Robert Nelson or last week, you know, Denzel coming in there and doing a good job. It's a credit to the coaching. John Butler does a real good job with those guys. So I think it's a combination, and, you know, most of the credit should go to those players.
Whitney Merciless has shown a knack this year for jumping on fumbles and just kind of being on the spot. You try to coach that, but what is it about a guy having that kind of awareness?
No question. He's definitely one of those guys that has a knack for getting to the football, you know, whether it's, you know, a strip sack or recovering the fumble on Sunday after Clowney strip sack. You know, that was a great fumble recovery. You know, that ball was loose on the ground, and Whitney just has a knack for it. You know, he does a good job of that. He plays very hard. He's always around the ball because of how hard he plays. He's got good instincts, so he's just got a knack for getting to the ball.
What is the key to Boyer he's been around here now, this is his fourth year, but just taking off and becoming one of the best in the league this year?
Yeah, no, he's one of the most improved players we've had over the 3 years that we've been here. I mean, he's improved his skill set. He's improved his body type. He's gained more lean mass, if that makes sense. He's done a great job of coming back here in great shape. He's, knock on wood, he's stayed healthy for the most part. And he's been into it. He's been into it every day in practice, the games. He's playing with a lot of confidence. It's a credit to AJ that he's been able to play that way this year.
You just mentioned confidence. Is that what you see on film with AJ? He plays with confidence.
Yeah,
this
no
year?
Question. No question. I think when we first got here, I think that was a little bit up and down with him. But since his first year here with us, you know, he's played with a lot of confidence. This year, he's playing with a lot of confidence. He's making plays for us. He understands our defense. You know, he covers Hopkins a lot in practice. I think that gives him confidence, you know, to be able to go against one of the best and Fuller and Hopkins. And so I think he's playing at a good level.
With Whitney again on leadership, is he more of a just watch what I do rather than much of a talker from what you see?
Yeah, he's definitely a leader by example, but he is he definitely leads that way. He's not a big talker. He's a guy that he's got a great sense of humor. He has a great spirit, great energy about him. But I'd say the biggest thing about him is the work ethic. This is a guy that's in the building very early every day. No matter what, if I say, you know, we're starting tomorrow at 8:30 or starting tomorrow at 9 or whatever it is, he's still here at 6 a.m. getting treatment, lifting, watching tape. He just he loves the grind of it, and I think that in and of itself shows great leadership.
Bill, a lot of your guys this time of the year, I mean, yeah, you know, it's the most important part of the season, of course, but they find time in their you know, off hours to do things in the community. Can you just reflect a little bit on what that says about, you know, about who they are and what, you know, what they mean to the city?
Absolutely, Dale. I think these guys, you know, you go right down the list of guys that do so many things for so many different causes in this city, especially during this time of the year, Thanksgiving, Christmas. Our guys are out in the city, you know, whether it's buying gifts for underprivileged kids or throwing Christmas parties for people that, you know, really need help around the city. And I think that shows, again, what this organization is all about. I think that starts at the top with Bob. You know, Bob, you know, really emphasizes that. You look at the McNairs themselves, they've done so much for this city, and I think that trickles down to everybody, you know, all the way through the organization. And then obviously our players, they love Houston and they love the fans, and they try to do everything they can for the city.
What have you seen from Jalen Ramsey? They picked him very high and they just plugged him in right away and, you know, started putting him on the opponent's top receivers.
Jalen Ramsey? Yeah, no, he's a very talented guy. He's got great length. You know, he's got very good instincts, good ball skills, tough guy. Versatile player, can play corner. I think he can play safety. He does a lot of different things for him. Good tackler, competitive player, plays on special teams. So He's a dangerous player. You got to know where he is on every play, and it's a big challenge for us.
Coach, how do you keep guys' heads focused coming into a matchup with the Jaguars, just given their record and whatnot?
Absolutely no problem at all keeping their heads focused. None at all. This is a big game. They watch the tape. Jacksonville's been in a ton of close games. They've been in one-score games. They've been in field goal games. It just happens to be that, they've ended up on the wrong side of it a number of times, but they're a competitive team. They've got really good speed, a lot of good players, a really good young quarterback, an excellent coaching staff. I know some of those guys real well. Doug Marone's one of my closest friends. So this is going to be a big, big challenge for us. There's absolutely no problem keeping our guys focused. They went out there today, had a good practice. Guys were flying around, very focused on the Jaguars.
Bill, what do you most appreciate about Vince at this stage of his career? I mean, he came up big last week. Kind of obviously a throwback,
yeah.
Literally, because he's been around so long. But what does he bring to the equation?
Yeah, there's a lot of things I appreciate about Vince, starting with football. To play that long, that position, that's a very, very difficult thing to do when you think about it. You play on the interior of the line. You're getting hit from all angles for 12, 13 years. That's tough to do. And he's out there every day. I mean, he practices every day. We're in pads today. He's out there in pads. I appreciate that about him. I appreciate the fact that came up big for us last week. And a lot of times, when I've been around Vince, he plays his best football in December, and that's what we need from him. Appreciate him and his family and what they do for the city of Houston, obviously what they did up in Boston and New England. I know the fans love them. They do a lot for all different types of people in cities that they've lived in, and I think that says a lot about the Wilforks. So I appreciate that about him too.
This is your third year with Kareem and J. Joe. Their sixth year together, which of course is unusual in free agency. What do those two bring to your defense?
Kareem and J. Joe? Yeah, no. I mean, those guys, they're good pros. That's number one. They show up every day. They right now J. Joe's working back from an injury, doing everything he can to be back out there and help us. They're very competitive in practice. They both love to practice. Sometimes when I lighten the load in practice, those two guys always come up to me and they're the ones that, hey, can we get something more going in practice here? They love to practice. They're good with their teammates. They're great in the locker room, great senses of humor. They sit next to each other in the meetings, give me a hard time quite a bit. Just fun guys to coach and good football players. Both of them have different skill sets, but they're both really good football players. That's what they are. J. Joe's a very talented guy that's a really good cover guy, very good instincts, very smart guy. Kareem's a very smart guy, very good tackler, does a lot of different things for us. He's played safety, he's played nickel, he's played corner, very versatile player. So both of them bring a lot to the table.
Can I ask you something right quick about this Wake Forest scandal? All those years you spent college football, did you ever hear of a team offering, somebody from a team offering you guys information?
Well, let me preface this first by just saying that I just heard about this morning. We're kind of into the Jacksonville game, but I did hear something about it this morning. I never experienced anything like that in my life. I think that's, I don't know if they're allegations, whatever they are. I guess they've been proven, but I think it's terrible. There's something about this game that is sacred. One of the things that's sacred about this game is game planning and, the challenge of going up against another team knowing that everybody's doing it above board. And I think that, when you take the field, you always assume, just like it's always been in any game I've coached, that everybody's above board. So for that to happen, at Wake Forest, I feel bad for Dave Clausen. I think he's an excellent coach. That's just a terrible thing.